Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the Most High. I've been raising my vibration. Yoga meditation. Just sticking to the basics. Living in a matrix. It's cynical and crazy, but I've been swimming in amazement. Writing all these verses, reversing all my curses. Walking in my purpose, doing it on purpose. I'm sure, I'm certain, I'm pure, not perfect. I rise in service of God, I'm a servant. Take me high. All praises to the Most High. I've been hustling my whole life. I know the struggle, I know both sides. I'm at your name like a bow tie. I don't know death, I'm pro-life. I cannot stress, I'm so love and so light and so bright. And me and God are so tight, the light of my life. I'm reaching new heights while I'm reciting my wife. I'm going bravely, oh, I'm doing greatly. Life's amazing, I guess it is what you make it. This is prayer, this is affirmation. I've been healing, I've been feeling, I've been raising my vibration. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all. I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying. I've been raising. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been stacking, I've been saving. I've been healing, I've been praying. Meditating. Affirmations, I've been raising my vibration. I've been hella patient, meditating, lighting, staging, elevating. That's amazing. Dedication, self-preservation. I'm a walking revelation for every agent in the matrix. I'm a king, I'm a lion, I'm a giant, I'm a sire, I'm in Zion. I'm prolific, I'm so gifted. I see the vision in my third eye, it's so vivid. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all. I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying. I've been raising. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been stacking, I've been saving. I've been healing, I've been praying. Meditating. Affirmations, I've been raising my vibration.
Once neglected, now protected, most respected and reflected. Yeah, I've been raising my vibration, healing the hurt, doing the work, never revert, to whack vibes that came first. Peace in your mind, peace in your soul, peace in your home, keeping it real enough to grow, that's how you'll know. You're raising your vibration, that's how you know. Yeah, you're raising your vibration. Transfiguration, out of stagnation. She remembered who she was, that's a daily affirmation. Don't be mistaken, you're still evolving and amazing. Rebirth and genesis, just like a chrysalis. Journey in grace, protecting your faith. Trust your intuition. In the liminal space, your ancestors been waiting. Your higher self been praying, day by day. Keep raising your vibration, yeah.
I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all. I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying. I've been raising. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been stacking, I've been saving. I've been healing, I've been praying. Meditating. Affirmations, I've been raising my vibration.
Thank you.
draw the line. I'm back, relapse, I'm fainting. Yes, what's that? The fact I'm drinking.
Coping at all, the center of your body still lingers on sheets. I got a shot at you, you wanna reach? Cop that trigger release. Pop that top, take a sip of your holiest water. I know I'm a part of your flow now. Tell me you cut it, don't matter, you love her now. You got part of her soul now. I ain't know them, but I know now. Apology dude, one in a few. The ones I ran through, but never loved you. I pray you found peace and you whole now. I'm doing better, I got me a chocolate bar. Comment on top of the bar. Think of the shape of the lick in the places you only gonna lick when you rock with a fuck. Ever.
Lord, when you send the rain, think about it, please, a little. Do not get carried away by the sound of falling water, the marvelous light of the falling water, I am beneath that water. It falls with great force, and the light blinds me to the light. It's James Baldwin. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queens Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's all about you. It's truly my honor to say the mic is all yours, ladies and gentlemen. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just press 1 to be heard. I'm your host, Zuena, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by the king himself, King Atterbury. How are you this lovely evening, my liege?
Hey, I'm feeling good out here. Feeling good out here in the streets. How are you doing?
That's wonderful. I am doing wonderful. I am really doing great. I want to take a second to just give a shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. How about you, King?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I always keep it nearby, close by, matter of fact, on my wrist.
Absolutely. Today, as you know, was my first day, and I went fully loaded with my birthday bracelet and the some of the other pieces that I've got from him. I went armed and fully ready.
That's what's up. And keep that energy field clear.
Absolutely, absolutely. The piece that I read, that was a piece by James Baldwin that I really love. Just to, you know, inspire tonight's open mic poetry. We're just handing over the mic tonight. Is that right?
No doubt. That's what we're doing. That was a beautiful piece also. You know what I mean? I must admit that.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. All right, King, how about we start with you? Do you have what do you have for us tonight? You want to open the mic with?
I got a piece on display. Actually, that's the name of the piece, on display.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Okay. Ever walk the path to find ways to the creator? Bumped into behavior from underneath our own equators. Some fought to keep the ground so level that it's unbalanced. Shadow people cutting corners to showcase their talent. Inhale the new idea that gravitate from another. Feel like breakfast, hot tea, orange juice, toast and butter. Hug the afternoon with a chicken Caesar salad. Nice comfortable beverage with a cup of that I can manage. Now let's go about it. These dudes being foolish. Some feel like they're the coolest, but they stuck inside the music. In rhythm of sound, I only skip beats to complete. My missionary goal is not to sleep and be unique. Remodel train of thought so the process is easy. Believe me, my journey is to build with communities. Legacy left behind, old jewels inside my lines. When you seek, search, and find, know exactly what's on my mind. Seen a lot, did a lot, traveled a lot, stopped on spots. Even when my legs dropped, I got back up from ending up a lot. Spiritual side of king, keep the queen feeling good and high. When I walk in the back of others, I know exactly I'm the other guy. King.
What a way to open up the show. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. That was dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are most welcome. All right.
What you got in the chamber?
All right. I got a little piece here. This is actually a piece that I took to a poetry open mic this weekend. It's called Mo's Big Belly Jukebox. Mo Big Belly Jukebox.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right. It goes, it's your music that moves me. It's the overture that plays and the curvature that is your Cupid's bow. And the symphony in every soliloquy you speak to me. You feed me. You charge me, electric guitar. You spit bars that send me to the edge of the galaxy and gives me a courtside view of a sky full of stars. You touch the turntable softly, laying your stylus gently upon my record. A connection so staccato, electric and violent. Your treble is so perfect that I can hear your silence. Wow. Look at you. You're amazing in your own special pitch. Part imperfection, part manly raffish wit. You got a way about you that feels like Art Dada, like Mingus in a pork pie hat. You're the swell in my aria. Damn, you entice me. I want you beside me. It's your music that moves me. Your tune sets my song free. I'll be the boom if you be the dip. I'll drink you in like lover spit. It covers me. I'm caught up in it. The ride of your rhythm is worth the admission to play in your whiskers like Santana tickles a Gibson. I want to straddle your Stradivarius. You be savant, master of the V in my virtuoso and the O in my overflow. It's whatever you want. God, body, MC, color me lyrically Picasso, then blow on that thing. Tickle my backbone like Coltrane on the saxophone. Use your fingers, play what you want. It's whatever you like. Thelonious Monk, 24-karat cocoa body, cut a godly figure from the blueness of moonlight, the newness of new night, this moment that's just right round my corners, round midnight, as the moon and your low tide tugs at my inside. You be Fela Kuti, blossom in the back of my throat like sweet cherry wine and good ganja smoke. It's worth the bruises. It's worth every cent to be in your concert, to learn from your hand, to heal in response to your every command. I'm your one-woman mosh pit, poised for that next hit. It's your music that I'm addicted to, and I can never get enough of it. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Go on now, Queen. Go on now, Queen.
Thank you.
You got to see the mic tonight. You know what I'm saying? You're doing that salt and pepper thing. My mic sound. Nice. Check one.
Check one. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
How about we keep the vibe going and bring in some of our callers tonight? You ready for them?
Yeah. Oh, true indeed. True indeed. Let's see who we have in the air.
Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And who do we have on the air tonight?
573.
Ain't nobody but your boy Poetic King and Queen.
Oh.
What up, what up?
Tonight? We are doing swell.
Feeling good.
How are you?
Played with those pieces, my God. This how y'all coming through tonight? This how y'all coming through tonight?
A little something.
A little something.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to hear your voice tonight. How are
you? Glad to be heard. I'm doing pretty good. I ain't got no complaints, you know.
That's
good to hear. So, tonight, we're going no questions. Surely open mic. And I know you brought some fire for us tonight, Poetic.
I did. I wrote this piece specifically for tonight's show. I was feeling a type of way,
ooh,
so I said, let me go ahead and release.
Oh, well, let me
That's
get out of your
up.
Way. The mic is truly yours.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
It's called Moonlit Lagoon. Who said time heals all wounds? Oh, so you would assume, but look into my black lagoons. Tell me what you see in the emptiness of despair. Certainly not free-flowing hair, more like the moonlight reflection, dancing upon the waves of pain with a unique connection. The stillness of the night is a constant reminder. You're all alone battling with your own demons, all because of her. The one that made the blood drip on the moon, leaking out of me like a monsoon. But this time, you speak of, shows no sympathy for a man that just stands still, but you still speak of one thing that souls wish upon. Time heals all wounds, but neither is gone. Time remains constant, and these wounds just keep being reopened, and I just can't understand why I'm not healing. Why am I still reeling from something I can't see or touch? But I feel this thing of it so much, knowing that I deserve so much more. I feel deep in my core, like a burning sensation, holding me captive for more dedication. Maybe a commitment that eventually will transcend time, the very time that said it would heal my wounds, time. Time that led over and over again, no matter when. The moon's rays danced upon the ripples of my lagoon. I'm trying to encourage the soon. Time will own up to its declaration that it will heal all my wounds and provide me with satisfaction. That's that piece.
Wow.
Oh, damn, bro.
So raw. That was raw. I know. Absolutely.
It seemed like you were skywalking.
Let the blood drip
skywalking.
On the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was in a place. I was in a place and I had to release.
Yes, I see. Ladies and gentlemen, that is poetic. Wait, the name of the piece again?
Moonlit Lagoon.
Moonlit Lagoon. I love that. Absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Definitely on point, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. I'm sorry. I appreciate you, King. You know.
Thank you.
Because I heard you being called my liege, and I felt the way. I said, I got
that's the king, that's the king.
I'm waiting for a woman to call me her liege, bro. I'm waiting.
We in the quarters, bro. We in the quarters.
We in the quarters. That's what it is.
I know, bro. Your look. Your regalness is.
Your regal. I love it.
Hey, that's the queen, bro. That's the queen. You know.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, let us know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe.
Oh, man, this week, this Thursday, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, in the Get Down. And then Saturday night, y'all, it's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And then you can catch me on Sunday in the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. That's where I'm going to be at this week.
All right, best piece.
Beautiful.
All right, listen.
All right, thank you.
All right, listeners out there. Y'all heard the brother come through Thursday, Saturday. Don't miss it. Tiffany Universe.
Don't miss it. Do not. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, bro, you know, your favorite person is in the back. You know what I'm saying? Handling the handle back there, Kalinda. So, you know, step back there and just make it do what it do.
I'm on my way. I'm surprised you stole it for the night. But, hey, I can get with it. I can get with it. I like the mixologist.
Yeah. I love y'all some Kalinda. All right, now.
We don't do drama around here now. You know what I'm saying? Let's save that for another episode.
That's all good.
That's his girl.
Hey, brother, one mic, one love.
All right, y'all. One mic, one love. Take your socks off, baby, well, baby.
Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's own station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Van. Oh, my gosh. That piece was so raw. That's what I love about this platform is it's like one minute you're in love, the next minute you're at war with yourself, and it's all comes out in the open mic, and I think I'm ready for another caller to come through. How about you?
True indeed.
Okay. All right, I'll bring in the next one.
Hey.
Is that my girl?
What's up?
Good morning, honey. How y'all doing? King Atterbury, Queen Simmons. That's good.
We are doing great, La Perla Negra. How are
you?
We
feeling good up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Poetic coming through with that piece, setting the bar all high, and y'all too. I'm supposed to follow y'all with that song.
Yeah, bring it. Bring it, Diva. We know what you got in your arsenal.
Bring it out.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
So like we said,
I'm gonna try.
For sure. All right. Well, we don't have any questions for you tonight, so we're going to yield the mic over to you when you're ready. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. All right, this is untitled because I literally just finished this piece like a few minutes before the show even started. So be patient.
Fresh ink alert.
I haven't even read this to myself. Yes, fresh ink.
All right.
You know, I came to realize that I don't have to move like them because my authentic fly is within myself. My swag is my swag. I'm a wounded healer, and you better believe I'm a beast at working through my pain. But this heart of mine doesn't have nine lives, so I do not pick at scars after I'm healed. I got enough blemishes. I do not open old wounds because pain from heartbreak, bad memory, is not that kind of pain I draw pleasure from. My eyes are open, and I do not wish them to roam among the ruins of what was. So I keep my head towards the sky because it is easier for the guiding light to enter my heart. I smile because that part of healthiness is effortless. I live within learning and understanding because simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world. But just because I've perfected repairing broken things, it doesn't mean that you get to look me in the eyes and lie at your convenience. See, in the circuits of life, it gets so hard to balance on a high wire, but I do have a safety net. From the most high, of course. Hey, if you know, you know. So, if the fact that my way of life is offensive simply because I don't stay down and I keep healing after damage is done, then just like vintage water and fire, exit stage with a heart left. Only those who have known darkness can truly appreciate the light. And that's that peace.
Only those who have known darkness can truly appreciate the light. I know that's right. I know that's right. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for that piece.
You're welcome.
Most welcome.
Thank you.
Definitely appreciate it.
So I'm loving it.
What is going on?
I love the part we're in.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Can you say queen?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask the Pearl of Negra what she got going on in Epiphany Universe.
Oh, okay. Well, alternating Saturday nights is poetic. I am in poetic therapy, and I co-host with my awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillip. That's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversations. Wednesday nights at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, as usual, wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit, because it is now called The Erotic Love Zone.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
No need for back channel correction, y'all. I got this. Okay.
Ooh.
So you
nice
know,
change
but
of pace.
As usual, you know, y'all come on by and get caught up in the Love Zone Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone. It's going to take me a little bit of time to continue to allow that to roll off my tongue with ease because I've been saying the Love Zone for so long. But y'all know what it's sitting for. Y'all come on through and get caught up.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what
I'm doing. You sure will. Absolutely.
We'll come through and bring our Billy Ocean on.
Oh yeah. Bring the news, whatever, you know.
You gotta bring out Lord Atterbury. You know when that Lord Atterbury and his smoking jacket comes out. That's it. It's over.
It might be Billy. It might be Billy Atterbury.
Uh-oh. Well, look. Uh-oh. Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, from the Pearl and Necklace.
Yes.
You go back there with Brother Poetic, you know what I'm saying, Kalinda's back there with the nice drinks and hors d'oeuvres and everything, and have a spectacular time.
Oh, most definitely, because you know what? This will actually be my first time in there around them, too. I had a fit. I've been hearing stories, you know what I'm saying, but I ain't actually seen those two interact, so... And I brought the girl in, so I'm gonna go back here. I'm gonna just lurk. I'm gonna be like the creep. I'm gonna just sit on the other side of the room and sip my drink. And I'm gonna just watch until some more energy comes in.
I know that's right.
I'm in charge of the girls. You gotta tell them. I'm in charge of the girls.
I am in charge of the girls.
That's right.
Y'all really dope. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You get out your hair and let your other callers come through. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra coming through with her support as usual in another one of her beautiful pieces. My goodness, that was so dope.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, you know what you brought to mind, though? I think I want to play a song for you. You ready for it?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. In the Love Zone, one of my favorites, definitely one of my favorites, Billy Ocean. You know what I mean? But, you know, Billy had a lot of good songs out there, and that was one of the favorites right there, one of the greatest hits. So always be appreciative for Billy Ocean. All right. So as we proceed and proceeding, so we slide back through with the queen, we're going to bring in the next caller. What's good?
Hey. No,
hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Everybody's good. The queen had to step out for a moment. She'll be back momentarily.
But, okay. I'm new to this. I literally just found this scrolling through my feed, and I said, let me give it a listen. And I'm like, wow, this is a thing.
Yes. Welcome.
My name is Bonnie. I go by Bonnie the Poet.
Okay.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Indeed.
Thank you for this opportunity, for this platform. This is amazing. I never heard of anything like this, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is probably perfect for me because I'm more of a writer, not a performer, but for the last 2 years I've been performing. And I would love to be more so like behind the scenes, but you know.
Yeah, I totally understand. And we're actually here 7 days a week on Epiphany Radio Universe. It's our show Monday nights. And yeah, we have, tune in. Our station manager is going to come through with a full rundown of our show lineup for the week, but we have open mic poetry and other opportunities for you to stretch your pen, push your pen, and get good criticism and feedback. So, again, welcome, Bonnie the Poet. We are very pleased to have you on with us tonight. And we are doing open mic tonight. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Is there something I can or can't perform? I heard someone mentioning some erotic thing going on, so I'm just trying to touch base with.
Yes, that's for the erotic. Well, no, it's open mic. It's, you know, whatever you bring. There's no censorship here.
Okay.
I'd love to hear whatever it is that you have. All right.
Okay. So, all right, I'm Bonnie the Poet. I'm calling from Jersey, and I'm just going to give you a taste of something.
All right.
This one I want to do is called... Oh, how do I feel? Okay, you know what? I did this for Women's History Month. It's called More Than His Rib, so I'll go with that one.
Ooh, okay. Mic is all yours.
More than his rib, I am more than that. Yeah, I'm more than a woman, and I felt it when Aaliyah said that. Hired by the Almighty, the Creator, Allah, I was chosen to fight. To create and do magic with $1.15. Voila. Wallahi, this black girl magic is more than a talent. It is a gift. And I was given the gift of giving wisdom, giving life, and projecting strength. The man whom tells me that I am his rib, I'll take it as a compliment. Because you see, my entire presence is complimenting to his complete existence, and I am more than just an assistant. More than his rib or the pretty face with a thin waist on his arm. More than the woman who raises his kids and deliver heavenly scent massages after a hard shift, all while keeping his food warm. I am so much more. More than an Islamic woman unwed with a child times three, seeing those concerned with my sexuality. It's a new sense when strangers put in their 2 cents trying to make sense out of my puzzle piece. Yes. I struggle with life, and sometimes I sing off key. Regardless, I do not need you to pinpoint those society-made-up titles on me. All so that you can post and comment with your POV. Ma'am and sir, I am more than that, period. See, I learned that it's okay to not be okay. Girl, we had a whole month to say I had a bad day and not be in the mood to play. I have a right to want things to just go my way. More than a woman, in fact. I am an educated fascinator, great debater, sibling fight separator, human calculator, a household waiter, the Kool-Aid maker, the one who makes sure the child doesn't press all the buttons in the elevator. And one thing I am not or will never be is a hater. Oh, yeah, I'm way more than a woman and more than his rib. I'm the love maker, the sexy nurse with the hips and the cake, the birthday party creator, the mom who still does flips, the multitasker for children who cannot wait, the one who teaches love instead of hate. I am also the hair braider and the woman who says, I'll call you later, knowing damn well. Well, as you can see, I'm clearly more than his rib, and so are you, my sisters. No amount of words will explain. You are the gift to this earth. And every cry is heard along with every single complaint. Keep your head up, sis, and know your worth. You are more than just his rib. Thank you.
Did you really just come through here and smoke this mic like that? Girl.
Wow. That was
me. Oh, my gosh. First off, happy
Eid.
Also, and thank. Oh, my gosh. I would love to hear more from you. Oh, you're amazing. That was bomb.
Oh,
that was absolutely
thank you.
Bomb.
That was definitely lit. Word up.
This is can I just throw this out there? I started poetry in elementary school. Actually the first poem I've ever performed and taken part in was the Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. And as powerful as that was in third grade, I did not understand it until I was well into my adult years where it started to play part. Like, I started to read it more, and I'm like, wait, this was deep. I said this in third grade, you know. And so ever since then, I've been a writer, and I write and I write. I have notebooks, and I have notes in my phone, but I was always afraid to kind of perform. I get stage fright. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really, no, I can't memorize my stuff. I don't want to do all of that.
Yeah.
And then I became a self-published author. So I published my first set of, it's short erotic stories. It's available on Amazon and Apple Bookstore. And it's a small, it's a series of just short sexual stories. So that's it.
Oh, that's pretty.
Okay.
That's what's up. How can we, how can we get a hold of you?
My Instagram, my cell phone. My Instagram is Bonnie_BISHHH. So it's Bonnie Bish. Actually, it's three H's. But Bonnie_The Poet. But how anyone can reach me. Like I said, the last 2 years I have been actually performing open mics around New Jersey, around my city. And it's been a ride, but I try to do, like, motivational speaking. I do things with my children. My children are on dance teams, a majorette dance team over here in Newark. So I, you know, try to do whatever we can to keep the kids going and to keep our own people motivated, because that's where I feel like I'm most useful. So
I love that. Walk in your purpose.
Yeah,
that's so beautiful. Oh.
Oh,
I love it. You are really an amazing find. It's great to see that you guys fell through. You know what? Let me take a look here. Usually we try to make it so that, you know, it's a safe space for everyone to be able to come through. But this is your first time. What do you think? King, do you think we can allow Bonnie to bless us with another piece?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Come through. Let it rain. Let it rain.
All right, give it to us.
Okay. Let me see what I got for you. Let me see what I'm going to snatch out. Well, I never did this one before. So let me do this one because I wrote it and it's just sitting here. It's called White Flag.
All right. I'm ready for you.
I want to love you until the end of my time. I want to heal you from every ache and pain. Real love causes real life distractions, yet broken hearts can cause fatal attractions and body on top of another body, but you're still mine. Love me because you love me, not out of vain. Disgruntled, dissatisfied, hurt people tell hurtful lies, and I apologize. then you apologize. But why does it still burn like a forest fire inside, growing older? Yeah, heart only growing colder. We're not letting go of what could be molding us. No more tears. It's impossible to move forward faithfully full of fear. You want me, I'm here. I want you and your mind is everywhere. Even family can't find you. Family can't understand us and friends don't define you. Opinions shouldn't break us and lust. Yeah, that's how it started. Please don't say that our love is dearly departed because I love, I hurt, I cry. When you're hurt, you cry and you're hurt, your cries are heard and in your eyes and it seems I'm forever unsatisfied, but you love me. Because I move you. You don't trust that I won't break you. Middle of the night, we thrust. By morning, we fuss. We fight, we fuck. What if we needed to just break each other and build each other back up? It can't be fate, and it's definitely not luck. Turn off the hate. Confusion builds off of assumptions. And see this for what it is. Impressionable, irreplaceable, inevitable, sensational. This race we are supposed to be, a team, not in a competition. Let's face it with determination, but if you honestly can't fight with me, then it's a basic termination. If you don't let go, then I won't either. Can't bring another woman to the table and not feed her. You feed off me and then leave me starving, craving for more of you, more of us. Look what we started. This family is dependent on us. If you choose, then I'll choose. We say I do. You lead, I follow. You love me, and I love you. You shoot, I take cover. I blaze back, you say it's over. Deep wounds from bullets so hollow. What doesn't kill you make you stronger. We can recover. Don't say that it's over because my heart won't hold on to life any longer. Baby, I'm waving my white flag. That's it. That's it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Bonnie the Poet. Good gravy. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Fly, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this foundation. Well, thank you guys for all of this. This is exciting.
Well, Bonnie the Poet, so what do you got going on out in the world? Let the audience out there know. You know,
do you have any other events that are coming up currently? Yeah.
I actually do. It's May. I should probably pull up the flyer because I should have all of this down packed. There is an event coming. I'm sorry. It's called the Smoking and Flowing Poetry Jam. Smoking and Flowing Poetry Jam. Let me see. It is. Okay, it is at 68-67 Wilson Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. It is a weed-friendly poetry jam session, infused foods, non-infused foods, live band, art performances. It is May 15th from 6 to 10 p.m. If anyone out there is from Jersey in the area, Essex County, please reach out.
Yes.
I will be performing there. And that's it. I'm just working on my next series to come out with, you know, for my book and just still writing. Keep writing.
Yes, definitely keep doing what you're doing. You are doing an amazing job, sis. Love
that's
it.
Thank you.
Every bit of it. And I might come out to the event just to meet you because you, my friend. Thank you. We're here every Monday night from 9 till about 11. And like I said, the same number that you called in, if you call it any night at 9 o'clock, there is a very supportive. The Epiphany Radio Universe is filled with aspiring and up-and-coming and emerging poets from all over the place.
Nice.
So you could definitely find a home here. And if you call in, we will definitely give you good feedback. Thank you again for coming through.
I will share this with my poetry friends
and
family because
please do.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you so much.
You're most welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
All right.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that was Bonnie the Poet.
Yes.
That one. Huh.
Oh.
Welcome, Bonnie the Poet. I cannot stop saying your name because I am in love. I'm a new fan. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We truly appreciate you.
Indeed.
Whoa. Wow, that was phenomenal. How are we going to follow that one up? I know we have some great poets on the line. Let's see.
Bring in the next
one. Bring in the next one. Okay. Welcome to the mic, area code 445.
Hey, Shebang-a-lang. What it do?
Oh.
Baby, baby.
What it do? What it
Boss?
Do?
Is this Boss Man?
Yes, it do.
Or as poetic like for me to call you our benevolent benefactor, welcome to King and Queen's Quarter.
Hey, Trina. What's going on, King?
Hey.
What's going on, Boss Man? I'm cool. Cool in the game.
What it do, Joel? What it do?
Yeah.
Yes.
The monster name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm loving the flow up in here tonight, girl. It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're meeting some new talent tonight on top of everything. I'm so pleased with how things are working out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It is. So tonight we don't have a question for everybody. And I know you're going to put your foot in something and bring it to the mic for us. You always do.
Well, I tried. You know, you can't go wrong when you got people like Joel and Van and Brother John writing for you. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong.
Oh, they writing for you. You got ghostwriters in retirement?
Yeah. Ghostwriters. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I
bet. You can't go wrong when you got your brothers writing for you, hooking you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I can't. Yeah.
Four lines of peace.
I can't
Four
see you putting that pen down.
Yeah.
Well, when you're ready, we're going to yield the mic over to you. The mic is all yours.
All righty then. Thank you. Thank you, love.
You're welcome. Hmm.
You know, I can recall them all of them, good things. Recalling your touch, the way that you touched me, profound, huh? Sweet. How that love came crashing down. How your voice resonates every syllable, echoes, wisps loudly. Hoping is forever, not disposable. Kissed by moistened lips, that heavenly twist that gave life a lift. Feed me from gravity, peacefulness now exists. Possibility echoes, whispers loudly a kiss from understanding. Understanding that you were there for me. I'm just recalling your touch and how you touched me, still touching me. Closed eyes see, nostrils sense your scent, skin this flesh that can still feel your fingers all over it. Arousal begins, beginning to stiffen. Don't just leave me with these memories, beautiful, but they torment me. My hands reach out, fingers like tendrils longing, like plant life seeking nourishment from the sun. Every digit remembers they too have memories attached to this heart of touching you, holding you, your touch. How you and your touch spoke to me, communicating, sending tiny shards, subliminal things that touched me in ways that only found in dreams. Then you left, came in, and I guess it was just seasonal. It was the season. I wanted it to last as long as possible, but love can be seasonal. Memories are forever, though,
Memories are forever, yo. They hold you bound to things that once held you down. They pull at your heartstrings, resonates in tones and sound. Forever wavering, sensations of shit, profound memories reoccurring as if you were right there, still right there. The scent she wore, the feel of her lips as if she were right here. Heart still beats as if she's right here. Nibbling on her ears, yo, wishing she were here, yo. Playing with her feet, tickling those tiny little toes. Caressing the moment, ingesting the atmosphere, dining on love's buffet as lover's meal, a lover's meal. A table set for two, stretched out on a white shag carpet, making passionate love to you. Dancing and romancing to some old neo-soul grooves, making the room spin, being lost within, just lost within you. Memories hold the light of the many lit candles. I tried to give the stars to you, lasso the moon and bathe in its glow with you. Memories can take you right back there, right back to that place. And I'm remembering your touch. The way you touched me, profound, how love came crashing down, how your voice resonate, every syllable echoes, whisper loudly, hoping it's forever, not disposable, kissed by those moistened lips, that heavenly twist that gave life a lift, freed me from gravity, oh, peacefulness. Don't just leave me with these memories. Beautiful they are, but torment me, echoing as they whisper stories of disposable love. For real.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Dopeness upon dopeness.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so
much. That was fly, boss, man. Fly.
It really was.
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Welcome.
I always notice how I love the way you, your cadence, your flow when you're in your pieces, the way you can, like, it's almost like you bring us to a cliff, and then you're like, okay, now take your time, slow it down. And the emotions flow right along with them, and it's just, thank you for that. That was beautiful. I loved it. Thank you. All right. King, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just taking it all in. You know, taking in the ambiance of everything. You know what I mean? The smooth factor, the just, you know, I'm just like, I'm waiting to go to the, you know, the for real study hall.
Yes, for sure.
Hey. Amen. Thank you. You know, that was written by a great poet by the name of Miss Pearlie.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That...
No, I just made that up.
Really?
I just made
you
it
know...
up.
You know. Okay. You got me.
No, I got that. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't make that up.
No.
But hey, if I can say this though, because I didn't really know what I was going to spit. I had, you know, went from piece to piece, from like the poet before me though, you know, and all those poets that before me had inspired me and caused me to change my piece after piece after piece. So this poetry is beautiful and it's a great night for it. And I've just been inspired by those that came before me. And you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Y'all doing a good thing over here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that love. Thank you.
Definitely do.
All right. Hey, absolutely.
And it's much love, y'all. So I ain't going to hold y'all. I just wanted to, you know, show out because I'm inspired.
You sure
and,
did.
And, hey, much love to you guys. Much love to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Fox Talk.
Baby.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
One love, one mic, boss man.
One love, one mic. The lingers in the back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Love it. Good night. Oh, wow. What a great. Yes, he is. It's one thing to produce, and it's another thing to produce. And that man does both of them. So big shout out to you, for real, the poet. Thank you very much for blessing the mic for us tonight. All right. So how about we run a station identifier just so that we are doing what we need to do. What do you think about that, King?
Indeed, indeed. I see it coming.
Okay. All right. We have a few more callers lined up. Thank you guys for hanging in there and waiting for us to get to you. One moment, please. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network and the Epiphany Radio Universe. I am your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you still with me, my dear?
King is in the building. King is right here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right, how about we keep this party going and bring in another one of our callers?
All right, that's what's up. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Area code 302. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
What's good? What's good? It's Anonymity calling in.
Anonymity, the great. Thank you so much for your call tonight. Welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. What's good? What's good, King?
Looks good. I'm chilling up in here with the queen.
Yes, we are here.
Yo, I have to say, first and foremost, the mic is on fire tonight.
Yes,
I'm not going to say
it
long.
Is.
I can't, but I had to stop. You know, stop in, and I heard so much. I said, "My goodness!" And boss man, as always, right? But yeah, I have to take a moment because I heard some new ink. A new poet to the line. Bonnie the Poet, I believe.
Yes, Bonnie the Poet. She's definitely
phenomenal ink. Like I love that.
So, definitely, for sure.
I'll stop to holler at y'all for a bit.
Okay. All right, we're not doing questions tonight, but yeah, it's all open mic, and I've heard your pieces, so I know. Anonymity needs no introduction because you can hold your own out here in this Epiphany Radio Universe. So I'm going to yield the mic over to you. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Well, I was inspired by something that the second piece that Bonnie said to bring out a piece. And it's funny because it's funny, right? But it's entitled The Fuckboy Truth.
Oh. All right.
Confession. We just can't be. And it's not because I don't love you, because I truly do love you. But you bring out the worst in me. Gentle thoughts of making love to you results in being emotionless, continuously fucking you, leaving us both distraught about the outcome of what's to become of us. Nothing sacred lies within the physical. Even the gentleness of my touch is overwhelmed by the constant rush felt whenever I thrust inside of those walls, put up only to be torn down, consummating a lust which now defines us. And as I take you from baby to bitch, you are forced to consider it all. Now I know I fall short of what your heart desires, catering only to the carnal pleasures my body raves as your heart still craves for more than I am willing to offer. So compensation for a night well spent is offered in the form of multiple orgasms while I'm still ignoring love's silent cry. But should this really define us? Shouldn't there be so much more to us? But then again, you bring out the worst in me. Please try to understand that, yes, I am in love with you, but I am also in lust with you, trapped behind these blurred lines of confusion. Every thought of you makes my heartbeat skip, and every thought of us makes these hands grip thick. And I lick my lips, waiting for you to submit and come with me. Come to me. Come for me. Let me come inside of you so I might possibly create a lust child that might fulfill the need that you have for love. And as fucked up as that sounds, that's all I can offer you now. So let's just live in the moment. And I'll concentrate on the direction of your body's curves while speeding past the dark woes of selfishness, avoiding having to face the pitfalls of loneliness before trapping you in an empty abyss of shallowness, all occurring before the rising of the morning sun. Now, I know you deserve better. Ego won't let you leave. So with every fuck you, I promise to continue fucking you well, hoping that I'll stop holding your hope in limbo as you continue to ride on this emotional roller coaster heading nowhere fast. I pledge the fuckboy truth to you, and I ask for your forgiveness, please. Because you already know, I'm sorry. And peace.
Damn.
Oh, that's dope.
Ooh, that was deep. Dope and deep.
The mic just keeps getting on fire. He's setting the flames.
Anonymity on the mic. Wow. That was absolutely amazing.
Indeed. Oh, I appreciate it. That's just pulling from a place of things that you see and you witness what happens to our queens of these not yet kings, I'll call it.
Right.
And so I just wanted to speak on it from that perspective.
And you surely did.
I just had a little fun with the eight. You know what I mean? Have a little fun with it. But I'm glad
that's
you
sure.
It's real. It's real. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I know you said
yes, it was my pleasure to stop by.
Wait, before you run off, can you tell us what you have going on, my good brother?
Yes. So I have every other Friday. It starts at 10 p.m. every other Friday. Mm-hmm. So this Friday is Keith Eric, I believe, doing his thing. I believe that's 10 p.m. And then the following Friday is Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Penn's Perspective. It's where you come in, you have an option. You bring that flame, stretch your pen. It's about stretching your pen. We ask in advance if you would like some feedback at the end, if there's something that we hear that we think that you can just elevate your pen, that we can, to share that with you. And if your poem is just where it is, hey,
We ain't trying to. I mean, we just, mm-hmm. you know, it's about that thigh. It's about stretching your pen, and it's a great, great, great place to come, and it's like a workshop mm-hmm. environment. So, you know, and it's not the fire. It was off the hook last Friday. So mm-hmm. I'll be using the Keith Eric this week, this Friday. But next Friday, catch me hosting on Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective.
A Royal Pen's Perspective. I love that name. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for coming through and blessing the mic.
Definitely. It was a pleasure to be here. So I'm going to try to listen to you a little bit more, but I gotta run. And thank y'all. Let me get on that dance floor for a minute, or on that floor, whatever's happening out there.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to stop in, holler at the people, and I got to run out. So I'll catch up with y'all. One love, one mic. Much love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace.
That is the latest addition to the Epiphany Radio Universe, Anonymity, with Iron Sharpens Iron. Wow. That piece was, you know, it's hard to be that brutally honest, but that was a brutally honest piece. That was really dope, and it was beautiful on top of that. Wow.
It definitely was.
This mic is wide open and on fire. You ready for the next caller?
Let's get it.
Okay. Area code 713. Who do we have on the mic?
Sir Lawrence, what's happening?
Sir Lawrence, good evening to you.
What's good?
Yes, yes. To you both.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Well, tonight we don't have a question for you. How are you feeling?
Better than ever. You know, I don't pack that other stuff around. Bad for you.
Barefoot, huh? I know that's right. All right. Well, tonight is an open mic night, and I know you brought something special for us. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours, Sir Lawrence.
All right. This piece is called It's You That I Need. The lingering of your scent in an almost passionate way nudges me out of a sound sleep. The banks of my memory start to overflow, climbing in behind your eyes to experience the trueness inside you. My teeth want to feel your skin, releasing that low, slow motion coming from your insides out. My nose continues to breathe you in. Sitting across from you doing this heat transfer thing, taking the time to set in place the shields that will stop the invasions. Agreeing, there's plenty to do here. We are the equation. Sir Lawrence.
Wow. Sir Lawrence, you always come through and with those amazing pieces. That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate hearing that, brother.
For sure.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Indeed.
So how do people get in contact with you? Are you on Facebook, Instagram? Do you want to leave your information?
Actually, I'm on both. Instagram is, of course, my preference. There's a on Instagram it's Sir Lawrence the Poet, and Facebook is Richard James, and there's also links to my books on both through Amazon, or you direct message me and I'll sign it and send it to you and all that kind of noise. So exciting
times. And the name of your book? What's the name of your book? I'm sorry.
The name of the book is called Sir, They Would Call Me, Not Knowing My Name.
I'm already intrigued. I'm going to definitely get into that. Thank you, Sir Lawrence.
Yes, indeed. You're quite welcome. Thank you.
welcome anytime, brother.
Right on.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And King, do you have any feedback you want to give?
Brother's dope on that. Come back again. You know what I'm saying? Come back and
sure.
But you know, we're going to send you back here. We're going to send you back here with Kalinda and the whole Epiphany crew. Just sit back there and jam, have a couple of drinks, a couple of hors d'oeuvres, and continue to listen in.
Right on.
Absolutely. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sir Lawrence. You can find him on Amazon, his book, Sir, They Would Call Me Not Knowing My Name, is available on Amazon now. I can't get over that name alone. I have it pulled up on my phone. I'm going to go ahead and make that purchase. Thanks again, Sir Lawrence, for blessing the mic tonight. Whew. All right, King. Are you ready for our next caller?
I'm ready as ever.
Ready as ever? Okay.
Yeah, let's bring them in, bring them out.
All right. Area code 501, who do we have on the air tonight? Area code 501? Are you there? All right. Area code 501, we'll come back around to you.
Yeah, we'll come back around.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about
Queen? Do you have another piece to spit?
Do I have another piece? Yes, I can pull something out. Yeah, I didn't have it pulled up, but let me see what I got for you. Mm-hmm. I think the piece that Sincere and Bonnie, the poet, brought up about white flags and fuck boys makes me want to read. It makes me want to read this piece called Bitter Bitch Therapy.
Hey, do you? You know how to do. Well, lay it out. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. All right. This bitter bitch is tired of sitting idly by in silence while you run around town with your new girl now, flossing like ungrateful tyrants. You call us bitter and call us bitches. It seems convenient timing, because when we held you down and propped up your crown, you claimed we were putting our time in. We were cheated on and beated on while you grew from boys to men, and now she's just that crazy bitch, and you singing we can't be friends. Okay, well, here's a memo, a newfound credo. I call it a bitter bitch bulletin. It's time we start to look within. Watch your face until you smile again. Understand that this is not the end. You were once a promise to yourself before you gave yourself to him. You gave him things that you shouldn't have until you got sick of it. You finally gave up. Now you're both fed up. Got you running around spewing bitter shit. Running around town giving undeserving men something he can feel. A foolish plight because you're treating your heart like it don't deserve to heal. And that's real. You're treating yourself like you don't deserve to heal. Repeating a cycle, head in the fan, don't know whether to cry or to swoon, because your respect is in the basement and your toes are aiming for the moon. Quit banking on some swerve of the hip, know that looks are all but borrowed. Check how the cipher goes, they're calling you a bad bitch today, they'll be calling you a bitter bitch tomorrow. So to his boys, I'm not your sister, and to his girl, I'm not your threat. Instead of joining Team Bitter Bitch, you best see where his head is at. Making promises and losing your identity. Throwing yourself on the blade of a toxic relationship, becoming your own worst enemy. Accidentally catching your face in the mirror, face screwed up in a scowl, because that wasn't happy and this isn't safe, so you're wondering what to do now. They call you Bitter Bitch, a vapid witch you've been demonized and fondled with, but that's not even the tragic shit. The tragedy isn't accepting it. You weren't meant to be amiable. You taught him how to check his ego, placed a priority on fostering his dreams, even if it meant letting yours go. Built his dynasty, crying blood, you see, with an arch back on all fours. You're a masterful architect of men. Now it's time to build on yours. Quit sitting back bitter talking shit about how you gave him too much. Stop treating the past like it was your last. He was the rough draft, now for the final cut. Get off your knees bucking for love. You're not a beggar in the least. Peel out of that self-pity bit and embrace your inner beast. She's neither bitter nor a bitch. She's a force for them to reckon with. Instead of being his worst mistake, be the woman he was born to miss. And that's that piece.
You know, Queen, I always love and enjoy when you spit that piece. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's always so good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. So what did you bring for us, King? I know you got something.
Well, this piece right here is a piece I wrote for my uncle. You know, he's a writer. He spit a little bit, but it's, being that I'm the author of it, I might as well recite it. You know what I mean? But,
yes, absolutely.
Title, Forces of Nature.
Mm.
Much prayers to Dede's without having a treaty. Much respect to Jay Derry, my Atterbury granddaddy. Living and learning off the bloodline I come from. So much going on in this world, peace to Harlem. Let me dance around in the sound room and bring forth a crowd. In this next few lines, you'll know exactly what I speak about. Yes, I keep my groove up, back and forth movement. Hands and arms swinging midway, y'all can do this. Oh, little Mary, Orisha, save me and humanity. For sanity, answer me. The problems in this world won't change me. Alegua, Abatala, Ogun, Shango, Yemiya, Oshun, and Arumla. Here we go. I'm the son of little Joe. He didn't make it to this level. Before I don't settle, plus never want to meddle. If your business isn't mine, I care less. I'm fearless. Always prepared to take steps like cooking my own breakfast. Fast at noon, carry energy of a full moon. In tune, feeling the vibes, the tribe amazed the room. Wait for what's beautiful to enter both ears. Loud enough to be heard from far away and plus near. A lot of Mary, Arisha, save me in humanity. For sanity, answer me. The problems in this world won't change me. Alegua, Abatala, Ogun, Shango, Yemiya, Oshun, Arumla. Here we go. And that's that piece.
Sheesh, you're bringing the Orisha into it. Yes, yes, yes. I love that piece. And the delivery was off the chain.
Thank you,
King.
Man.
Thank you.
So I just want to give a special shout out to Destin Atterbury. Yeah, bro. Unk. We here.
Shout out to Sam.
Hold down.
Oh, and I want let's give another shout out to our, before we go. Go on, our Epiphany's brother, Dave, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria. I know they're having some bad weather out where he is. I just want to tell him during our prayers, I hope everything works out for you tonight. I'm sorry to cut you off. Okay, what were you saying?
No, that's all right. Like you said, much prayers out to Dave and everybody else that's out that way. Much prayers.
Absolutely.
And God bless y'all and cover y'all. You know what I mean? So,
Absolutely.
Y'all be safe out
Amen.
There. But then, also, we're going to go into a speed round. We're going to do
a speed round.
We're going to do a
awesome.
Speed round. Word out. Let's open mic tonight. Let's get busy. Let's get to it.
All right. Well, now, let's see what we have.
So we're going to open these mics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Poetic.
All right.
What's up, bro?
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, boss man. So we're going to do a speed round. We're just bringing everybody with their hands raised back. And
what's he out there? Bring them out.
All right.
Yes. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody
right.
in the building.
So it's going to go Poetic, then Danielle, La Perla Negra, then Boss Man, and then I believe the last, what's our last caller that we have? Erico 713. I'm so sorry. No, it's not labeled.
Sir Lawrence.
Yeah. Go ahead, folks. Thank you, sir. Mr. Van.
What's going on, sir?
He's so good with the
man,
music.
You know,
Welcome.
It's always good here, man.
Absolutely. Good to hear you, brother.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Good to hear you as well.
Yes, indeed. All right, we have Sir Lawrence, and then next we have area code 501.
Just J.
Just J. Welcome to the mic, Just J. Are you with us?
All right, let me take it off mute so I don't go crazy. I'm up here looking for stuff. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm monologuing like a villain.
Don't go crazy tonight, bro.
Okay.
No, I can't
all
help
right,
it,
so
man.
You
I don't go crazy. I stay there.
You stay there. I love it.
Hey.
This human is off the chain. All right, so you made it just in time for our speed round before we close out tonight. So after Sir Lawrence, so great, it will be on you, okay?
All right,
so we're
going to
get this party rolling. And after that, King, you can go, and I'll close it down. How about that?
No doubt. She's fast.
All right. All right. Let's bring him out. Poetic. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called She's Just It. I told her all the things I didn't like. She listened intently with no fuss or fight. But in her silence was the loudest I've ever heard her speak. See, her body language demonstrated the sexiest nonverbal communication I seek. Her comments were internal, but her references were external. She delighted herself in the way I spoke. She smiled at my tone and flow with her mental scope. The midst of her thoughts rained down upon me, even though she hasn't uttered a single word unto me. But she peered into me, reminding me that she's a fan of my voice and how I talk to her. And not talk at her, making her a vital part of our conversation, even though she's still yet to make any proclamation. In her quiet stillness, I'm observing just how beautiful she truly is. I focus and try not to get tongue-tied as I watch her lips, and this moment she subtly just licks them, and my sapiosexual nature just bursts through, and then, just then, her nipples become hardened from the shift in temperature. I try to calm down to continue this conversation about literature. Our published words and unspoken behavior has me so turned on that I'm trying to behave her. I mean, focus. How can I when it's just us? Me reading her thoughts and body language while she just sits there in her silence while I engage each second of this moment in time with her. God damn, I'm so turned on by her as she poetically keeps quiet. The presence of her essence is just it. In peace.
Thanks. All right. Complex simplicity. I sat in my room countless nights, crying silently because I lost hope from just being let down. So I admit life had me terrified because there was a time in my life that I thought nobody would ever know the real me. Until the day I looked in his eyes and he let me know that he knew who I was because the eyes of my heart wrote him into my story. And that's when love started growing and I've nurtured it ever since. I see my love season in his eyes every day because he wrote his secrets in my skin with a very special quill. And I didn't have to rush my healing because he stays consistent so I can breathe with ease. I asked him how he found the patience to deal with me, and he said, no man knows what he can do till he's been tested. So when you love someone, you're impassioned, and in order to just enjoy life, sometimes you have to make room. You have to remove the lines that were drawn to make room for mistakes. That is where you find simplicity. And that's that piece.
They would call me Sir, not knowing my name. Stimulated mentally, it's like having a full body massage and now being asked to turn over. connecting as all your fissures state, hover, then fluctuate. Got me feeling like a champion breed with a bone that needs to be buried. What exactly do you do when you're not looking good? Touching through our mind, feeling your body move the way this takes you. Like the anticipation of the water filling your bath. Immersing in the bubbles gathering around as you open up so naturally. Low pH caressing, the way the water automatically responds, feeding you the type of attention you've been missing. Let me be what's combining with yours, touching every part of you, becoming the liquid sensation on the periodic table. Sir Lawrence.
With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, dreams, levees, and leans, even in tumultuous streams, water frosts into cream. As I hold my head high, so the water falls and cascades to feed the blades of grass. This is full body kneading, full body feeding of the sound of sight. Melodies make light in my mind's eye. I'm blind. I've never seen a tear, but yet my eyes weep into the melodies of rhythms as my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval, as mountains push their peaks into the thoughts of solidarity. In my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. It's not just a dream, it's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your beauty as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love. Lingering in love like marionettes who were made for each other, these lost puzzle pieces of completion that was thought not possible. So when I found you, I thought you were not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was I fell in love with hurting, fell in love with searching, and fell in love with disdain to my own dismay. I fell in love with being afraid. I chose not to see you, even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house, dripped with honey from being the beautiful you of you. Too long has my appetite gone for naught and not seized the comb, the sweet comb of your opulence that now makes my eyes shine because your taste has brought my sight to sun brilliance, and your nectar removed my blinders and ushered love into this dry cave and poured water onto this withered heart poem.
Boss man. Shoot, dude. Same old, same old. Never one for cycles. What's the problem with people? They act like I don't see through reflection showing easy. Facial expression can't hide what's hidden aside. Eyes mirror the sky, showing clouds on the rise. Overactive voices explain the tone that's expressing. Divine power pressing against the physical in question. who some really are, faded images in their aura. My boundaries and borders protect my space, fire, water. I walk in and out the mist of the unknown, my mind roam, way past the physical realm, enter from a God zone. Will strong enough to change the mind of a psychic. All I do is write shit and recite beyond the highest. Conscious, see clear, my unconscious state is real. Only issue with me is my will is be turning rails. The flash of dedication is ovation with situations. My patience never racing, only raising those waiting. Peace. Let's go.
In orbit, I guess our moment. In jest, I guess our moment exists in orbit. It's a dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as chance arranges our feet. I twirl and pirouette. It lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by. We'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust. All trussed up in the lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit. In your rhythm, in the patterns, worn in sands from the sands of your last jazé. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way. Eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind. Hands open, collecting moments like mementos. Cradled in the arm of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in my teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete. And I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats, devouring souls, but I keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky. And I keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and I keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I will keep dancing. I'll keep my eyes trained in the time with the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your step, in your rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists, somewhere in orbit. That's peace. Dave. Mr. Metaphoria.
I'm here. I got to at least say hi to y'all. I know y'all.
Close it out for
us. Yeah. Hello to y'all.
What up?
Glad to be here.
Hello.
The storm has passed, so I was able to call
you. Hey,
in
Dave,
spit.
Just spit, Negro. Just spit.
This right, down here, this ain't your show. Shut up. This ain't your damn show. I'm talking to the host. Stay at home from goddamn
well. Closing it out.
Yeah.
This we're happy you're safe. We're believe. Happy. Okay. All right.
If love is real, touch me with yours. Make me a believer. Make me believe the fairy tales told since the days of old can become true. Make my heart see past the sin and capture the focus of my eyes while you sprinkle truth into every scar left behind by lies. Lead me down a darkened path in which I fear, for your light has the power to guide my life. That's why I'm here, knowing that here is far better than there, for there's where I once stood, empty, longing. Searching, in disbelief of happy endings, for the ending of every previous chapter consisted of grief, and I just want to breathe, tired of suffocating, choking on a nightmare forever because present dreams were never sweet. So I wandered in search of a place to call home in a land of vacancy, yearning to be caressed by the imaginary feeling that most have known to be reality for consecutive revolutions, questioning skies farther than the vision of eyes through gathered clouds of why evolution missed me. Poisonous potions glazed pupils with the false peacefulness, followed by the stench of regret painted upon the side of why me. overcome by pain rooted in yesterday's bad decisions, just hoping to feel anything, covered in fingerprints yet untouched, misunderstood understandings. Joy is to be spelled P-A-I-N. Union is to be spelled A-L-O-N-E. And love is to be spelled L-I-E-S. Saying goodbye is to empty hellos with the song to bellow for depths of the four chambers of hollow. Hoping one day, in some way, someone will listen. If love is real, touch me with yours. Make me a believer. I've been injured as a giver, so heal me as I would now be a receiver. Feel me, just feel me. Warm me with the truth I've never known before. For cold tears disguised by beautiful lies have sickened me to the point in which I could barely walk, barely talk. But I long to walk to you and simply speak the words. I've loved you long before I ever knew you, because you are the one who will teach me what love is, how love feels, and prove to me, undoubtedly, that love is real. In peace.
Decisions for those who wait. I think about the times I sat waiting on your love, your splendor. It's hard to forget, but I remember waiting on your touch, your kiss, waiting, waiting. It was nice when trust wasn't an issue, but no matter how many times I was lied to by you, I still remember waiting for you. Your touch, your company. Then you said that you would be there for me, that you would really be there, that you would be, that you would really come, that it would be no more lies, and I waited endlessly. The wine I chilled got warm. The meal I prepared, I tossed. There was no more lines to be crossed. It was now plain to see as I waited for you, there was no love for me. Now, sitting here not waiting on you, but just waiting to see which direction I would seek and would make me complete or at least happy. Interrupted by a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. I dragged myself across the floor, not knowing what was in store. And to my surprise, right before my eyes, there you were. But instead of wondering why or banging your head, I gently laid you across my bed and we made passionate NFL-like love. Penalized. We both draw flags. It was rough. On this night, nothing was left to be said. And after we danced our dance and we finally separated my locks from your braids, I simply told you goodbye. Because while I was waiting, waiting and waiting, I had a lot of time to think. And that was the decision that I had made. And she said, wait, wait, wait a minute. But it was too late. For real.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, that was amazing.
Yes, yes.
Everybody
yes,
give yourselves love. Oh, my gosh. Poetic.
That feels good.
Perla Negra. Yes, Judge Jay, thank you. Dave, Mr. Metaphoria, thank you so much for coming through. Are you still with us? Or did he hang? Did we lose him? I know he needs his own personal interest.
No, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say hi to y'all. I can't be coming here and don't speak. I was raised in the South. You walk into my house, you speak.
I know. For real, Sir Lawrence, everyone. Thank you. That was amazing. I love it when everyone could come together and just blend the arts together and just make something magic like that. That was beautiful. Thank you all for your participation.
Yeah, just make NFL love.
The NFL love, yes. Let's not forget that line. I was snapping it up over here. Oh my god!
It was rough. Woo. It was rough.
That was rough. Had to be.
We both got flags.
I'm kind of scared of NFL love. I didn't feel the line, but just by name of NFL love, ain't number niggas on the field. I'm cool.
Okay. Oh god.
The play got something.
You weren't on the field, though. We were in my bedroom.
Poetic licenses.
Yes. Poetic licenses.
Strong in your manhood, babe. Don't strong in your manhood.
Absolutely. So before we get going, it looks like Mojave was able to. Is that you, Mojave? Area code
518.
Yes, you're unmuted. Welcome. Welcome to the roundup. Thought I'd bring you in.
I'm sitting here listening to y'all.
Speed run.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here playing a game. I'm like, I'm just playing a game.
No, you got time to say hi and spit. That's it. That's it. I thought the same thing. You got time to say hi and spit.
Okay.
Don't need that extra shit. Come on.
Oh,
say
now
hi
you
want to
talk, right? You want to run somebody now.
Overtime,
right?
Dr. Long, over my house. Pardon me.
Sounds like
you
got to work.
Throw him
away. He's going rogue. He's going rogue.
It's
oh, my God.
26. I just need 3 minutes. Shut up, man. I'm sitting here.
Three minutes. All right. We can't leave you out. We have to give you a chance to spit your piece. Thank you so much for coming through. So, you guys, we're going to just all mute our mics and give Mojave a chance to bless the mic. The mic is all yours, Mojave.
Oh, wow. Really? I was not prepared. This is nuts.
No.
Okay, fine. Let's try this out. You are always good at giving it away. Things, advice, food to the needy, my clothes, your attention, your body. Anything that you thought had no value to me, I remember when I could count the moles on your back like constellations that I named after positions that took me to heaven. It seemed so easy for you to forget me, to fall in love with ghosts, phantoms, a fantasy of love that would never be, but your imagination is sexy. And pretending that they would love you, be there for you, be real to you, give as good as they got to make you feel like a woman, as you once told me, were all lies. And you give it away. Time, attention, money, effort, the pearl between your legs, and still left you lonely, left you broke, left you side piece with men as wispy as weed spoke. If I gave over to make-believe, then you could take a toke. The love they never spoke, just lied enough to get a poke, and you gave. Gaze. Don't you know that mofos only want you when you belong to someone else, when you are the light of someone else's world? It's a power trip to say, yo, I'm fucking so-and-so's girl, and I just want to ask them how my stick tastes and how many times I gave it to her in her face, and you kissing her, you missing her, be crying and texting her. She'll come home, and I'll be straight dissing her, and she can't get enough, giving it away. Then they break you. Tell you that this game is to find new booty, a tighter coochie that's not moving so loosely. Why would they want another man's wife when they done prodded and poked and gave that snappy dugout trice? Such is the life of giving it away, placing more value on the surface than a deeper display, because it means nothing, because I cannot give you what you don't need, what you won't want, what you refuse to be. Any love ever given for me is temporary, because you searching for someone or something, a feeling, an emotion, in empty cups, jars, arms, and sex of men who never see you more than the hole, and only the hole that is warm and wet, to bed than to get, that you haven't figured this out yet. And these are your days, spending it, giving it away, giving it all away.
What's up? What's up? How's it going, bro?
Chilling.
That's what's up.
You're really quiet.
I know. Where's the queen at? maybe she took a queen, a royal break or something like that. You know what I mean? It happens, though.
No. I did not realize that I was on mute and holding a full conversation and snapping my fingers and everything else. Oh. Rookie mistake. I'm very sorry. That was amazing.
It's all good, Clint.
I
always come through with the pieces, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That was the first time I've heard a piece like that from you, but that was deep.
That was deep. That was me. Thank you so much.
That's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
True facts, bro. Learn up.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming through, Mojave. We do appreciate you.
Oh,
do you
want to
let us know what you have going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow I have three incredible poets, Kay Sopa, a.k.a. Kiana Monet. I have T. Lo, and I have Steph Marie Cole, the poetess Steph Marie Cole. The Sweet 16, as we're calling it, five speak, Sweet 16. Who else you want to take the final four? It's going to be crazy. They are amazing and incredible. And they're all completely different from each other, so it's going to be a good way of bringing in fresh dope energy to Tiffany Ray Universe. So it's going to be awesome, amazing. Matter of fact, I'm going to put the video out. I made a video. What's wrong with me? All right, but other than that, yeah, that's fly speak tomorrow. Open mic, come through. Let's mic, do the thing. Let it fly. Get your stuff. Prompt that new style of speak. Fly speak. Come on, 316. Tiffany Radio.
All right.
Real and sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Yes. All right. Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you so much for that, Mojave.
True.
All right. Okay.
So what's up, Queen?
King, are you?
Huh?
What? All right. Well, thank you so much. I thought King was going to escort you over into the lounge.
You were doing an excellent job right there. You know what I'm saying? You're the queen.
Let me escort him over. All right. I'll take him by the arm.
Yeah, I mean,
let's go, Mojave. Thank you so much for rounding out that last line, that last round. And I appreciate everyone that came through and participated. That was amazing. And you really closed out the show with a bang. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
Whew.
One
wig.
But
I don't even have a wig on. That blew my wig back. All right. Well, that was an excellent night. Wonderful vibe this night. Thank you so much for sharing the waves with me tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. We in the building. We definitely here. You know what I mean?
Yes, we are. All right. Well, everyone, again, thank all of the poets that joined us tonight. Mojave, For Real, the poet, Sir Lawrence, Just Jay, La Perla Negra, of course, Poetic. I forget any names. Come on, help me out here, King.
And the boss man.
Boss man, yeah. Well,
Metaphoria.
And let us not forget Mr. Metaphoria and our new friend, Bonnie the poet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
you've really set an impression across the airwaves. We appreciate you.
And also Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence, yes, of course. Of course. Well, all right. Well, thank you guys
great
so much for joining us tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, King. It's been a pleasure.
It definitely has been. You know, it's always great being by your side, you know. Great
yes,
energy.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
As always, great chemistry. You know what I mean? As I always say, couldn't have a better one right next to me. You know what I mean? So hold me down. I hold you down. Water me. I water you. We both grow together.
Absolutely.
You know?
Of course. And in addition to the Epiphany Radio Universe, if you guys would love to bring any of your poetry through in a virtual event, we also have the Poetry Corner. We didn't speak much about the Poetry Corner tonight, King.
I'll leave that all in your hands. You're the queen. I follow
you.
Will
you now? Okay. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the Let's Talk Network, we are having the Poetry Corner. It is a virtual. We're doing open mic tomorrow.
We're gonna throw the event up in the air. Everybody will see it.
Okay. All right. Well, look out for the event page. Look out for the event page. Check us out in the Poetry Corner Facebook group and the Let's Talk Facebook group. Follow us up in the Epiphany Radio group. And any poets who are interested in joining the airwaves and taking the mic, we're always here for you Sunday through Saturday. Epiphany Radio is here for your listening and poetic pleasures.
Right. You know, Queen, I was thinking, we had such a beautiful show tonight. Let's just take it all out with a nice, beautiful song. You know what I mean? And fill the airwaves out with that.
Okay.
Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? So used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step. If you catch me when I fall for you, that's the one thing I'm sure of, so I